AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, in his address to the UN General Assembly, bluntly warned Russia about its aggression in Ukraine.
We cannot stand by when the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a nation is flagrantly violated. If that happens without consequence in Ukraine, it could happen to any nation gathered here today.
He also rejected Russian President Vladimir Putin's call for an international help for the Syrian regime.
We must recognize that there cannot be, after so much bloodshed, so much carnage, a return to the pre-war status quo.
Later today, Obama will meet with Putin. The Taliban, in an attack that lasted about half a day, has control of a major city in northern Afghanistan, the first urban area under the group's control since the U.S.-led invasion 14 years ago. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The Afghan government confirms insurgents are now in control of Kunduz in northern Afghanistan. It's the first time the Taliban have captured an area like that since 2001, when the U.S. ended their rule. Local officials say the Taliban staged a massive assault, saying security forces were ready for an attack, but not one involving hundreds of insurgents. It's a huge setback for Afghan forces who've been struggling against the Taliban since international troops ended combat operations at the end of last year. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump wants to eliminate income taxes for millions, lower them for the rich, and get rid of many loopholes.
It reduces or eliminates most of the deductions and loopholes available to special interests and to the very rich. In other words, it's going to cost me a fortune.
The plan calls for no federal income taxes on people earning less than $25,000 and married couples earning less than $50,000. The Dow is down 307. This is AP Radio News. NASA scientists say they have evidence of flowing streams of salt water on Mars.
Under certain circumstances, liquid water has been found on Mars.
NASA Director of Planetary Science Jim Green in a news conference earlier today. The scientists say dark, narrow streaks along ridges and valleys spotted by rovers and orbiting probes appear to grow during the warmest months on Mars and then fade for the rest of the year. They suspect that that is salt water. Skiers wanting to bypass Colorado highway traffic and a quicker trip to and from the slopes might get a new option this winter. For price, a shoulder lane on a mountainous highway is being thought to be could be turned over into an express lane. The tolls, which would be flexible according to how bad the traffic may be, could run as high as $30. State Highway Department is holding a public hearing on the plan next week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.